Hey everybody here. Before we start, I do have to read through the fire procedure just to make sure none of us get injured in the event of a fire. So in the event of a fire alarm, please evacuate the building. There are three push-bar fire exits in the main rear hall, one to each of these sides, and also the main entrance to the front of the building. After leaving the building, proceed to the assembly point, which is located outside in front of the building, where a roll call of evacuated personnel will be made. I don't anticipate we will need to do that, but now we all know. Go out there, basically. Wonderful. Okay. Item one, apologies for absence.
Apologies from Councillor White and Councillor Walsh.
Fabulous. Item number two, declarations of interest and dispensations. Have we got any to receive?
No.
Not at all. Fabulous. Item three, approval of minutes. To approve as a true record the annual meeting for Council held on the 13th of May 2024. Are you happy to approve?
Yep, on.
Wonderful, thank you.
Apologies for my lateness.
Item 3.2, to approve as a true record the annual parish assembly held on the 13th of May 2024.
Yes.
Are we happy with those? Wonderful. It's very straightforward on that one. Item 4, committees, 4.1, councillors to note the minutes of the following committees: planning and infrastructure, 15th of May 2024, 7 p.m. Events and leisure, 22nd of May 2024, draft, 7 p.m. The general purpose, security and resources on the 29th of May at 7 p.m. The planning and infrastructure on the 5th of June 2024, 7 p.m. The draft is to follow. And the Environment and Open Spaces meeting of the 5th of June at 8 p.m. The draft is to follow for that. Item 4.2, just to notify everybody of upcoming committee meetings, there is the Planning and Infrastructure meeting on the 26th of June at 2024 at 7 p.m. at the Parish Office. And the Finance, Policy and Appointments Committee will take place just afterwards, 8 p.m. in the same place. Item 4.3, councillors to note that Councillor Nash will step down from the planning committee and we are to vote to fill the vacant spaces on the remaining committees. So, planning and infrastructure, do we have any takers who want to join P&I? None so far. I will ask every month, so think on it. General purposes, one vacancy for that. Eager bunch, and there are two vacancies on the Events and Leisure Committee. We've got one for David. Fabulous, thank you, Councillor Elwell. Anybody else want to join Councillor Elwell on that? Not yet. Fabulous. Okay, moving swiftly on to item five, public participation, contributions from residents, 15 minutes maximum on items of the agenda, and other contributions from residents. So, and then.
Hello, good evening. My name's Colin Rickards. My wife and myself and a committee run the Parkinson's Cafe in Holbridge. I'd like to thank the Parish Council for their contribution, their grant for this year. It is going towards people that need medical attention in the Parkinson's category. Anyone that can't get to see a doctor for their problems, we are now in a position to pay for the private consultation, the first private consultation, so they can get on the ladder to be seen earlier than what they would be seen. We are trying our best to help as many people as we can. There are a lot of people in Holbridge that have Parkinson's, but they're still in a denial stage, which I am still trying to get them out of and get them back into some sort of society so that they can live a normal life with Parkinson's. So thank you so much on behalf of Parkinson's Cafe. Thank you.
And thank you for all the work that you do, because it's integral and clearly you've been helping an awful lot of people. So thank you from us to you, because we wanted to support work that goes very well. So thank you.
Is there anything more we can do other than financially? You know, have we got dates and times?
We help Colin advertise the events that he puts on.
Yes. I personally, we run three stages. We do two stages at the community centre where they have, for the first time, allowed us to put a plaque or a piece on the front of their community centre to say this is the home of Parkinson's Cafe. So we have actually got a base now, and also the church, the Free Church, is allowing us to do what we class as EFP, which is exercise for Parkinson's. It is a 2-hour stint on the second Tuesday of every month, which will be this Tuesday coming. And it's an hour of, we've got two Tai Chi instructors that take, they don't take the Tai Chi, they take the movements from Tai Chi, so that people with a disability can come along and do the exercise and make themselves feel a little bit better. That has to be paid for, so we do have a little charge of £5 to pay for the church hall. Other than that, everything seems to be going fine, except that we do need more people to realise that this Parkinson's Cafe is for them.
Yeah.
The EFP is for anyone that has, although Parkinson's name is mentioned, it is for anyone that has a disability from either the arms or the walking or anything. You know, we've got a person that comes. He just had a major cancer op, and he is trying to rehabilitate himself. So he's coming down, and he's finding it very easy. So thank you again for everything you're doing for us.
Thank you. Very positive.
Okay. And going forward, we'll make sure, once our newsletter's operational, we'll make sure that things are advertised and they go out as widely as we can make it.
Thank you very much.
No worries at all.
Excellent.
Wonderful. Jill had something. Yes, go first.
What is it? It's only a very brief question.
Yep.
Coming to item 12.3, which is about the wall. It says there that you're going to receive quotes. I thought that the builders were going to reinstate the war memorial, and it wasn't a cost to you, to council.
This is for an embellishment on top of the war memorial, which we found the residents wanted. So the war memorial itself will stay as it is, the one on the new estate. And we're looking at having...
I'm going to model it.
And embellish four of those.
Four of these, basically, will go all around it. So the war memorial was moved, was instated where it is by them, and that didn't cost us anything. But we thought it could do with sprucing up slightly, and obviously the spruce comes under us.
What about the top part? I thought that it was going to be raised. That was just what's down there now is just the base of it.
My understanding, that's as it is.
Okay. Could do better.
Through you, Chairman, that's why we wanted to sort of add some bits to it to just make a bit more of it. Mm. So, and we have got the beautiful bench there. Mm.
Yeah, I think because we were aware that residents were like, well, it should be more than it currently is. Mm. We're not in the position to be able to lop on some extra height to it, but we are able to add to it embellish-wise. So we've decided that is what we'll do within the powers that we have, to at least make it look a bit more unique and a bit nicer for Holbridge, because at the moment it's the cut and paste kind of thing that you get in these types of instances. We thought actually, because of the year that it is as well, it would be nice to make it look as nice as we can get it.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
There is one little item. Mm-hmm. Who's responsible for the footpath by the river from the anchor to the first mobile home sign?
It says it's County Council.
because it's very overgrown. Yeah. In fact, some areas are really quite narrow now. Yeah. It really needs trimming back, and I didn't know.
No, that's it's County Council's responsibility. But they won't be able to cut it back, I don't think, when the birds are nesting. They won't have to blow them.
Mm. Okay. Thank you.
No worries.
Can I just clarify what footpath was that? Was?
It's from the anchor to the.
From the anchor to. Footpath 9.
Footpath 9.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Your company.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Wonderful. Yes.
Those who don't know me, and probably because I asked that question as well. So I've got two things to bring up. One, my name is Jill Waite. I was a town councillor. I live in Rayleigh, but I'm actually. Council of Hoy's Essex County Council Voluntary Office as an official capacity. Obviously not paid, but that's what I do. So what we've been working on is streamlining the things that are coming through. There's a lot of things happening in Essex, and to ensure that we're going to get the feedback more. One, I can monitor the emails and check what needs to be done and follow up quickly. I'm also planning to get you reports every full council to give you these updates.
Fabulous.
If Council Hoy can't make it, I'll come along and take notes on his behalf. Obviously I can't speak on his behalf, but I'm take those notes. I think that then covers the points that are coming along in the agenda. I'm not Rochford District, but I think I'm not going to not do one without the other, so I'll take those as well. We want to make it more of a relationship to work better, but it is just having the ability, and as the council has been doing a lot, it's now making sure that you always get the responses back. On the second point, which is no means going to impact on it, I've been appointed chair of the National Trust of Mount, the Rayleigh Mount. It's called Rayleigh Mount, but it's only because it is where it is. It's not Rayleigh's Mount. It is everybody's Mount, forever and forever. So I've been appointed that by the National Trust, and we're looking for volunteers and members of the committee. Now, on outside bodies, the way the terms are set up is only Rayleigh Town Council Chair and Rochford District Council Chair are officially always invited onto it. But that doesn't mean that yourselves or any member would like to come along and be there. You're a resident. We want to make sure it's never just ready. If it's thought that before, not anymore. So we're planning events. I've spoken to Councillor Marriott, who's kindly invited me to maybe do a presentation at the Rochford 100 to catch everyone. Mm. So they know, and I'll be sending you copies of the minutes for circulation. There was one in March, I can circulate, we just have one in May, but I want to also give voice to others who want to come along.
If you email me then information, then I can make sure the councillors get that.
Fantastic. And if you could also then pop it out onto your Facebook page or wherever, then we're going to make sure we get the word out. Because we do action days, and the big thing we want to do is education for the schools. There was guardianship schools. We want to make it more that if children, young children and adults up to want to help out more, or do action days, or have their voice. Also remind you, Rochford District Youth Council, I've given them a place on it. So if any young people want to join that, then obviously they'll get a voice straight away on the committee. But I'll send that in writing to you, Chair of the Clerk, so you get a bit more information.
Fantastic.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. It would be, I think, especially beneficial to the Events and Leisure Committee, because that's a group of people who are especially proactive and thinking.
So if you could, through the Chair, could you send me a copy of all the committee times so I can make sure, either ones I can attend, and then Council Hoy's diary, and I can start seeing where there's gaps and sort it out.
Specifically for that as well. Brilliant.
Thank you.
Okay, before I move on, any other resident? No? Fabulous. Okay. So, item 6, District and County Council to discuss any matters arising. Maximum time allowed for this is 15 minutes, but I don't have my clocks up.
So you'd like me to speak for 15 minutes?
I'd like to speak for as long as you're able.
Right, thank you. I've got a few notes. It might take longer than I normally would because there's a little bit of catching up to do, which made me aware. I'll start with the Essex side. As you're aware, there's normally a pothole scheme every year for Essex County Councillors. They've changed it this year to, they're calling it a highways initiative. And as you may have seen, I put this around on Facebook probably quite a while ago now, because there was a few hiccups on the way. It's now going live, and I've got until the 14th of June to submit any initiatives. Obviously, the key ones I want to do are going to be Kendall Close and the curbs there. Mm. And there's a couple of others in Hockley as well, which are similar. But obviously, if between now and say the 10th of June, that's the 14th of June, maybe until the 14th of June, If you've got anything else to add, just email me. So you should have my email through the clerk at the parish council. That will be fine. I can add those. I get 1 week's. There is a team of highway workers. I get 1 week's work out of them every 6 weeks. So it's ongoing. So if I don't get it by the 14th of June, or I've got enough work for that week, they're going to do, which I think is going to be in August. They're going to start week commencing 12th of August. Then I'll have another one 6 weeks later. So it's not all got to be done in that week. So that's that. Really good news today. I'm sure you're all aware about the Riverside Primary School and the lack of places this year. There were 18 children affected. They were refused places. It's very briefly, what happened was in July 2023, I was given a briefing as an Essex County Councillor saying that Riverside was a standalone school and it needed expansion. That was, everyone knew that, and that was very clear. What happened was at some time in January 2024, an officer decided to group Riverside with Rainy Schools, which meant that the lack of space in Riverside was then hidden by the fact that they could be put into a Rainy School instead. And that's what happened. I've been dealing with Councillor Tony Ball on this, who's the Cabinet Member for Education at Essex. I've also been speaking to Mark Francois, he's not an MP at the moment. And it's today I've been informed that Riverside has accepted the expansion for 1 year only at the moment to another class of 30, so that all the 18 who refused places will now be gaining a place at the school for the next year. And all those parents who were refused a place have now been offered a place, and there's a special parents' evening for them on Wednesday, which is really good news. So it shows we can sometimes make a difference. Really pleased with that. Watery Lane doesn't come under me, it comes under Councillor James Newport. Please direct all emails to him about that. But I do deal with James on this all the time. I know there are continuing ongoing problems on that, and we are trying to deal with that at Essex between us. A little bit about a new SEND school in Rayleigh. That's something I've been campaigning on in the background. Again, I've called meetings at Essex, which again, Mark Francois came to. And we're pleased to say that the SEND school is now been approved by Essex, although it's not yet gone through planning. The planning will go through Rochford, as I understand it. There are some issues, as I understand it, at the moment around the size of the school, because it's much bigger than was originally intended. And there's questions around, will it actually fit on the site? That's all I could say at the moment on that one. That's that. I'll just have one other thing for Colin as well, because I know I've mentioned this to Colin before, that at Essex I get a locality fund, which is £5,000 a year, which I can distribute. It's got to be a minimum of £300, but it could pay for, if you're getting a yoga teacher or a Tai Chi teacher for a year, I could pay for a whole year's lot. So as long as it's got to be at least £300 is the problem.
Can I just say that the two people that do the Tai Chi for me are voluntary.
Yeah,
they do it without any cost at all. So I'm really pleased on that.
Yeah. But if there's anything else you want, which you might have to pay for, please come to me and I can pay for it. You've got to spend it by March, that's all.
What, last year?
Next year. Come to me now, you've got to March. And anybody else? I know here before.
Thank you.
I'm trying to get them a defibrillator here at the moment. Oh. I think last year we got a bleed pack.
Yes, bleed kit, yeah.
A lot of the money this year went to the Community Association. So that's the locality fund. Right. District councils. Obviously the elections have just happened. Seems I've been another one now, but that's a month ago. So I've been re-elected as Deputy Leader of Rochford District Council. And I've managed to keep hold of what I enjoyed doing last year, which was economic development, regeneration and tourism. Really? Quite interesting. This is, you've got something here about heritage. I saw Heritage Trail, so that would come under my remit at Rochford. And we have an outside body called the Heritage Trust, which Councillor Arthur Williams is going to be the council's representative on. But again, this is something perhaps we should be talking about, and I can come and see you on that one. So I'm happy to come. You've got that meeting, so I'm happy to come to that one to see how we can link. Under this is also events. So any events that Rochford organise, such as Big Green Week, would come under my remit as well. And the Big Green Week will happen next year as well. We're currently 3 days into it. It's been quite successful so far. We've had the repair workshop, which was very well attended in Clements Hall. We've had Learn to Ride a Bike, which was done. Well, that started quietly. I escaped having to ride a bike before some younger people came along and learned. There's ongoing discs during the week. Unfortunately, we weren't going to show a film, but that's had to be pulled because of the election. And next weekend, we are sponsoring a storyteller at Rainy Mount. So if you've got a spare hour or two, come along to Rainy Mount. I think it's about 12 o'clock the storyteller starts.
Starts, yeah. So that's three.
It's a professional storyteller, adult and children. Very, very good.
I can drop the leaflets in. I hope they might get onto the notice. Yeah. Well, it's been very short notice, otherwise you've literally just got the leaflets on Friday, so
fine. That sounds good though. I like a story. So in terms of anything, is there anything big and green going on Holbridge Way, or is it more?
Well, we were trying to get. I don't know if we are connected with the community centre one or not, where they were doing the. I can't remember what they called. Was it Rags Riches or something? Where they were doing swapping clothes.
Oh right, yes.
But we were trying to get that there, but I don't know if they managed to. This is very much the first year of doing Big Green Week. We're the only one in. We're the only council in Essex doing this year, but we are doing it next year as well. At least it's a bit of a trial event to try and see how it works. There's also schools where we're doing closing the roads for some of the schools. Westerings, for instance, obviously we can't really close the road for Riverside, but perhaps next year we could look about doing. They used to do the walking bus to school where the park and then the children all together.
Yeah, we're very keen on green in terms of the hashtag we've come out afterwards. Here, we've done quite a lot in terms of making sure that we're being conscious of how much we're spending and how environment friendly we are as well. We have good connections with the school, so we're able to assist with that going forward next year especially. We'd be very, very keen to have something big and loud here as well on that front.
Currently, it should come under events, but we're deciding it's going to be under the climate side or the event side. We don't know yet. I'll let you know. Just going to quickly turn to UKSPF, which is, for those who don't know, United Kingdom. I can't remember what it
stands for.
Shared Prosperity. Thank you. It's all these acronyms. So obviously, I know I said about applying, but what we've done instead, we still have High Street money in the UKSPF, and we also have a High Street fund still, so I'm still aiming to use that in Holbridge, and we liaise with the parish council again on what to do, because I know you've done a lot of work on that already and got pricing, so we're doing that through the council now rather than you applying for it. It's easier if we do it, we decided. So that will still happen.
Cool.
But I haven't got time to have you. I'm still going to meet with the officers to discuss that one, so that's good as well. I mentioned about heritage. There is going to be a heritage cultural tourism strategy coming out. And again, we want parishes to get involved in that to make sure we're not missing anything. Mm. There's also an economic development and regeneration strategy coming out, a new one for another 5-year plan. And again, we want parishes to be involved in that, so we'll make sure you're also aware of that to make sure you can put feedback in. Mm-hmm. And finally, in case, because I know dates don't always get through to you, the Crouch Valley Coastal Community Team, which you've got here on item 14, is meeting tomorrow at 2 p.m. at the Green Hill Hall. So I know they don't always come through to you.
No, they don't.
There's been some notice, I know, but I just saw it on your agenda.
Should I sort that out with them to make sure
they get? Because is that still
Council White
on that?
Yeah, Council
Flat. And Councillor Flat as well. Okay, that's all. If you've got any questions, please ask.
Councillor Cooper, then Councillor Marriott.
Can you speak up? Because I've gone a bit deaf in both ears.
Not a problem. I know you can't speak for Riverside, but there is an expansion of 30 with a potential 18 pupils that might go there. That presumably has a financial implication on Riverside. What, if anything, is being done to support this, albeit temporary expansion?
Yeah, it's a temporary expansion for 5 years, so that class, it's like a vulture class.
Gotcha.
It follows through each year. They'll be paid on basis, they've got a class of 13. I think it was actually 28 people. The issue around it is it's not just Riverside that's affected. There's been a school in Rayleigh which had all those pupils going to it.
Of course.
And they were planning on the funding for it. So we've not only had to fund Riverside for the 18, we've had to compensate the other school. Otherwise that would throw their planning out completely.
Definitely.
That's what's happened there.
Okay, and then supplementary to that, if I may, it's linked. Oh, yes. Obviously, the system broke down in this. How are you ensuring that it won't break down like that again?
I will be meeting with Councillor Tony Ball and whoever will the MP will be off on the 4th, after the 4th of July. Okay, but
I was in group, town group, you're sorting that.
Sorry, yeah, it's a technical issue, but we will
be. Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
To remove Riverside from the. I suggested to Councillor Ball that rather than have Riverside in the Rainy group, which makes it sort of 10 schools, to group it with the Hockley schools might make more sense. Because the division for Essex is Hockley and Holbridge.
Yeah.
So it'd make more sense. So, and that's only 4 schools then, it's much easier to manage. So that's what I was, if we can't stand alone, and apparently the government said we're no longer allowed to have a stand alone school, which we were in July 23, it makes much more sense to me to group with Hockley schools rather than the Rainy schools.
Would there be a 10-year plan? We'll go with the 10-year plan, and then the parents would know their group with these schools.
Thank you.
I've had hands, so I'm going to go to Angelina, then David, then Kirsten, in the order of hands have been up.
Okay, Councillor Boyle, when I met with the practice manager a while back, I asked if there was any increase in young families in Holbridge, because I have noticed that there seems to be more of them around, and he confirmed that. And what I was wondering is whether you get given that kind of information, because there's talk about, in addition to schools, of course, we're trying to get better library services as well. So I wonder whether you get given any information that would back up what I've noticed, because as you know, I work within Holbridge, and what the practice manager said with regard to how many young families and young children that we've got in Holbridge that would back up a need for expanding the school.
I don't in that format. I had it in the, this is what happened, I had it in the briefing in July 23, but then they changed it. So that's one of the issues. So yes, I do get briefings. When I get those briefings, I'll pass them on to you then, if that's going to be helpful.
Yes.
I'd also, perhaps when you meet the practice manager next as a parish council, I'll be happy to join you in the meeting, if you let me know when that is.
Yeah, we're trying to source one at the moment, I think.
Because that's going to say, for the chair, we've not had one recently, so maybe we're due again one.
I've been trying to chase that anyway for other issues.
Let me know, I'm happy to join that.
Then it's David, then it's Kirsten, and then it's Jane.
The national press led some time ago that a significant funding was being made available from central government to local authorities to improve their ability to fix potholes. How does that impact on Essex?
I think that was £12 million that Essex received. It sounds a lot of money, but it doesn't go very far.
Yeah.
I think they've done some today in Holbridge, or recently in the last few weeks, but the Highways Initiative is the best way to get the worst ones done.
Thank you.
But it has impacted, but no, it's not a big sum in comparison. When you think that, I think the total budget for Essex is £2 billion, from memory? Which a lot of which is adult social care, but around £2
billion. Mm.
Yeah.
Kirsten. Sorry, just to get back to the Riverside thing. So the 18 children, were they living in Holbridge and within catchment area, or were they children from other areas that wanted to go to the school?
15 were within the actual catchment area, 3 were just outside, but this is where you think on the I haven't got the precise details, because I'm not allowed precise details.
Okay.
But if you think that the Hyams estate, part of that is in Roarth, so they could be living on the Hyams estate, but in the Roarth part of it, and that would be outside of Holbridge then.
And was that based on them putting it as a first choice?
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
Was that based on them putting it as their first choice
yes,
school?
Yes, it's a first choice.
Okay.
So the 18 were all the first choice.
Okay.
Yeah, there was a large number of siblings this year
okay.
as well, which they came first, but I haven't got the information to know if their siblings were in Holbridge or not in Holbridge at the moment.
That's fine.
Didn't take priority, so that's why we've not got down to that point.
Jane.
Can I just ask, I'm sorry, still with the school, you know, this is a one class expansion, is it in a demountable or are they being housed?
No, they've got rooms.
All right. But the other question then is, I'm assuming that Essex have forward projections of numbers coming in. Will that be sufficient for future children?
I don't know, that's why I'm meeting with Tony Baldwin.
Right.
But I can't do anything at the moment, because it's election, everything stops.
Yeah.
It's amazing that this was actually announced during the election, but it wasn't announced by a council or anything. It was announced just by letting the parents know and then putting a press release out. So it's very difficult to get out. So I can't meet him until the 5th of July onwards.
Right. But you'd be able to tell us that at a future meeting.
When I can come back, I'll let you know. Yes.
Excellent, thank you.
Right, one final question then, as we get perilously close to the 15 minutes, Councillor Flack.
Yes, it's about enforcement with Rochford District Council. We were trying to get the enforcement officer to come to a site meeting on footpath 9. We've got the County Council being represented, we've got the Environment Agency being represented, but no enforcement officer from Rochford. And the issues along footpath 9 involve all three of them. There doesn't seem to be much enforcement from Rochford at all. A second small issue is that, which bothers me every time I walk past it, is a culvert opposite the community centre that I managed to persuade the previous person in charge of Essex to have it repaired. Within 2 weeks of it being repaired, it was on its way back down to Australia again. There's a huge hole there, and the excuses offered by the County Council just don't bear up. The way it was repaired with ordinary mortar, which just sort of crumbled away, and the whole thing has dropped down again. I wonder if you could get someone to put that right.
Could email me that one to remind me.
I did send
it. It sounds like it might be a temporary repair they do, which do fall apart within a matter of weeks, normally.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It wasn't meant to be a temporary repair, but it didn't last very long.
No, that's how they are.
But I'm concerned about the lack of any response from RDC about sending an enforcement officer along to look at footpath 9.
Footpath 9 is the one on the sea wall.
It's the one, yeah. Yeah, it's the one
that's brought. So is
there are issues about constructions on top of the sea wall.
Yeah, that's what I thought it would be.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll speak. There's a staffing change around enforcement officers at Rochford, where the enforcement officer talent is on maternity leave at the moment. I think there's been a bit of an issue around passing over work, so I'll get on to that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Can I just say, sorry, the contact that we have for enforcement is a man called Callum.
I don't know.
I'll speak to
Caroline, who's the manager there.
Yeah, because we're not really getting much feedback from him. We would sort of don't.
Okay, that's useful to know. Because talent used to feedback quite well.
Yeah.
Yes, she did.
So I'll get on to Caroline, who's the manager.
Thank you.
On that.
Fabulous. I think that's. I think so. Yes, you've filled your 15-minute quota very well.
Yeah, for the last few months.
Don't say things like that. Item 6.2. I think the volunteer admin, whatever she describes herself as,
volunteer admin role
has assured us that reports from Councillor Hoy will be far more frequent.
Yeah.
And there will always be some form of representation as much as possible at these meetings.
If not, I'll give warning. We'll get it in the diary then.
Thank you.
That sounds fantastic. I'd like to thank you for that very extensive report. It was very helpful and for taking the questions that we offered. That's been minuted now, so you can't no going back. You have to turn up. We will press the point, of course, and I will continue to press the point that we do have three district councillors. So in the off chance that either of you are unable to attend, we do send out invitations to the other two to attend. If you are able to have more sway than we are in making sure that somebody is here, that would be fabulous as well. thank you for those assurances and thank you for your report. It's greatly appreciated. Does any member want to comment any further on item 6.2, or are they happy to move on to item 7?
I think we can move on.
Yep. Fabulous. Okay, item 7 then, which is a verbal report from myself and or the clerk on items of interest, but no formal decision can be made. My items of interest have broadly been covered, which is always handy, which means we share similar interests. There was something about the school, as I'm sure people will be aware of now, and the fact that there will be refurbishments and extra works and things going on over summer to obviously avoid as much disruption to children as possible. SATs are done as well, and the take-up of the free breakfast for all SATs pupils was incredibly high each day. My brother's recently just finished his SATs and he came back very, very chuffed that he'd had sausage sandwiches and bacon sandwiches every morning. So it obviously was a very successful process. There is the FATE this Saturday that Riverside are running, the PTA are running, which will hopefully not be rained on. They always run a very good event, so if you are able to pop down, that would be fantastic. There's lots of activities going down there, food, drink, music, entertainment, etc., etc. And that is pretty much it from me in terms of notification, I think, from the office.
Only that please just use your gov emails now. We will be ceasing using the .org ones from now onwards.
May I just say something? It's not technically vice chairman's report. I was asked in the chair's absence to attend the official opening of the co-op opposite the parish office. Was accompanied by Jane, who came in the capacity as an official photographer.
Pressure.
And I actually had a header at the end of it. Fair to say that it was. I was delighted to be asked to attend. I wasn't expecting to actually be asked to cut the ribbon, albeit nominally. But it was fascinating to have a very good and deep discussion with the president of the Chelmsford Star Co-op. Very useful on both our parts, I think, and very productive. But one thing he assured me, went out of his way to assure us, is that they will be supporting the Christmas Handless King again this year, which I thank him for.
Fabulous. Thank you very much for that report. Fantastic. Right, now we move to the meaty part of the meeting, and I have to be as accurate and as forward-thinking as possible, so do bear with me, because I have to read this verbatim. So, 8.1. Councillors to receive the payments made in May and agree that bank reconciliations and trial balance for May and agree the clerk has approval to pay any accounts due before the next meeting.
Agreed.
Has everybody agreed? Fabulous. Yeah. Thank you very much, Councillor Pye. Councillors to view the internal auditor report and agree to action any comments. So
we had a complete clean audit. There's no
comments to action.
We
can agree that there are no actions.
Chair, sorry to interrupt. Yep. Could I put on record that we should congratulate the clerk and the staff again on
a good show and a good
report.
Yeah. And yes, and also thanks to Anna as well. Councillors to view and agree the explanation of any significant year-on-year variances in the accounting statements.
So this was all sent to you. We had two variances. One was on One was on other receipts, and this was because we had an insurance claim, so we received more income than we were expecting to receive. So that was that. And we've obviously moved to a different savings account, which has a better interest rate, so we've had more interest than we were expecting. And the other variance was on staff costs, and that's because we had a new post created last year, and it was to do with the Nowcombe Reed pay agreement as well. So that's all been explained on the merits.
Can I ask a question? The insurance claim, does that then become a, if you like, an income? Or
it's received as income, but obviously we pay it out as well, but it's shown as income.
And therefore, that was the variance?
Yes, yeah.
Understood. Okay.
Everybody happy to agree?
Yep. Yeah.
Yes, yes, fabulous.
I need you to...
Not yet. Council's to review the effectiveness of its system of internal control, which is in accordance with proper practices.
You've all been sent the document which reviews the effectiveness of our internal control, so as long as everybody's happy with that.
Yep.
Councillors to agree by resolution the annual governance statement 23 to 2024. So I have to read through the list and we have to acclaim our agreements with each point. So, point one, we have put in place arrangements for effective financial management during the year and for the preparation of the accounting statements.
Yep.
Agreed. We maintained an adequate system of internal control, including measures designed to prevent and detect fraud and corruption, and reviewed its effectiveness.
Agree.
Fabulous. We took all reasonable steps to assure ourselves that there are no matters of actual or potential non-compliance with laws, regulations and proper practices that could have a significant financial effect on the ability of this authority to conduct its business or manage its finances.
Agree.
We provided proper opportunity during the year for the exercise of electors' rights in accordance with the requirements of the accounts and audit regulations. Agreed.
Does it mean proper opportunity?
We advertise on our website and in our notice boards that...
And that is proper opportunity. Then I agree.
We carried out an assessment of the risks facing this authority and took appropriate steps to manage those risks, including the introduction of internal controls and or external insurance cover where required.
Yeah.
Agreed. We took appropriate action on maintained throughout the year an adequate and effective system of internal audit of the accounting records and control systems. Agreed.
Yeah.
Fabulous. I might just say agreed and you can all just nod.
Yeah.
We took appropriate action on all matters raised in reports from internal and external audit. Agreed?
Agreed. Mm-hmm.
We considered whether any litigation, liabilities or commitments, events or transactions occurring either during or after year end have a financial impact on this authority and, where appropriate, have included them in the accounting statements. Agreed?
Yep.
Agreed.
And for local councils only, this is not applicable to us, so we don't have to worry about number 9, at which point, thank you very much for your service.
Everybody's happy with that, I'll need to sign.
I need to sign this. I'll my copy.
Could I ask where that then goes? That was very important.
External auditor.
So we've done the internal auditor stuff, and now we send this off to the external auditor.
And what's the process then? What do they then do?
They examine all the documents that I send them. I send them everything they ask for. They examine those, and then sometime during September, they come back with their reports. There might be something that we've done or not done, and then we would have to action that. But, okay.
Thank you.
But then I would report that the September.
Yeah.
Understood. Thank you.
Item 8.6, councillors to agree the accounting statements for 2023-2024. Yep. Everybody happy with those?
Yes.
I need to sign those as well.
It's going to cost you a fortune, Connor.
In ink, mate.
In ink, mate.
Yeah. Where's that then? Oh, there's me. Councillors, to note that the notice of public rights and publication of unaudited annual return will commence on the 12th of June 2024. Everybody note that. Thank you very much. Councillors, to consider and agree the grant application from the Harbour Club for £350.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody happy with that?
Yeah.
Chairman, I believe the Harbour Club is now being run perhaps for somebody else because Jane Bussell, who started it up, is now retired. Have we got a name for whoever's in charge now?
I will have it be in the office with the grant application.
That's good. I just wanted to make sure that point.
Thank you very much for that. Councillors to discuss and agree the recommendation from the General Purpose Committee that the quote from AML Security for replacement CCTV in Paul's Lane car park be approved and built into the 25-26 budget.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody happy with that? Mm-hmm. It was a very good and interesting meeting with those chaps. Yeah. and they seem like they know their stuff, which is more than we do.
We'll have further discussions at the general purpose meeting. Obviously, these will be fed back to full council as and when we have more information.
Wonderful. Item 9, security and security patrols. Councillors to discuss the monthly reports. Any items arisen of interest? None?
No.
Wonderful. It'll probably be the case, as it has been in previous years, that as we now enter June, July, August time, there will be more things that we might want to cast our eyes over, so do keep an eye out on those reports when they come through.
It will be interesting to see how their new reporting system
is. Yeah, exactly. That could be quite useful going forward. Mm.
Councillors to discuss and agree if additional patrols are needed over the summer period. So this is something we've historically been happy with. It's, again, up to us whether we want to continue that, whether we want to wait and see whether that's something that we need to think about closer to the time, or whether we think actually, as it is currently, is perfectly fine for the summer period.
I propose that we increase them yet again.
Okay.
Just to cover, just to cover, you know, because it's pointless waiting for the trouble to start.
Mm. They do decrease the cost of patrols if we have extra patrols, so they go down from £35 a patrol to £30 a patrol, and it makes about £100 difference a month, so that would be effectively for 2 months during July, August.
Councillor Cooper.
Forgive my lack of knowledge, what has happened in the past, i.e. in terms of have we increased patrols in the past, one, and two, why have we increased those patrols?
So, from my point of view, we have increased patrols during summer periods, not purely because that's when it's summer holidays for children, but also because that's when everybody is out and about. So because we have obviously pubs down by the River End, if there are people that are driving under the influence or perhaps behaving in ways that they know better, STOP have been helpful with that. There tends to generally be an uptick in antisocial behaviour and petty crime and things like that, and worrying things for local residents during the warmer months rather than the winter ones. So in previous years, to meet that, which has been fed back to us and fed back to them, we've extended that. But that's, again, always our proviso to do so.
Thank you. Linked to that, and it's only just occurred to me as we're discussing it, I fairly regularly run down the road from Bedloe's Corner past the church, that down to the restricted gateway.
Mm-hmm.
And a significant number of properties there, I have noticed, have got the S-type. We are covered by S-type. Out of interest, are there many signs like that round Holbridge? Forgive me, I don't know the answer to that. That's why I'm asking.
We have some in Paul's Lane car park. We try not to have notices everywhere because it does then encourage other people to put up advertising banners, which we try not to have around the village. But we do have some in the car park because they help us monitor that area.
Understood. No, it's just that it does make, as I run down there, it does make me think, okay then, this is quite interesting that they, I think about 7, 8, 9 properties, I'm actually counted, I've got them on there.
Yeah, we do have a sign at the allotments because the new cameras that look like a Dalek are at the allotments.
Yes.
And they are linked from AML to S-type if there is an issue there.
Understood. Okay, thank you. It was just it did alert me to that, and it I think it would have had it would have, I can't think of the word, deterred me, should I be that way inclined, from committing crime.
You're running fast.
I was running very, very fast.
Councillor O'Brien.
I was just going to say that I think, like Ian, it's worth, I know it's been very quiet recently, but I think for this year it's worth lifting the number of patrols just so we cover ourselves and we can review it at the end of that.
Yeah.
But I was just going to add, I'm wondering if some of those houses are covered privately with S-type.
Possibly.
Could be.
In consideration then of Councillor Kennan's proposal, do we have a seconder from Councillor O'Brien?
Yes.
And then all those in favour?
Yep.
Carried.
Thank you.
Thank you. Right, please do forgive me for the pun title of this item. The Beast Kept Frontage Competition. 10.1, councillors to receive information and paperwork for judging the competition. So we have historically done the best kept frontage competition. We are this year tailoring it to making sure that we support local wildlife, especially bees, hence the dodgy pun at the beginning. Councillors are usually given the responsibility and the honour and privilege of traipsing around some of the roads listed on your piece of paper and finding out which frontages, which is a horrible phrase, is best equipped, basically, to support local wildlife, as well as looking pretty. So historically we've done looking pretty, so who's got the nicest gnome and the nice windmill, etc., etc. But this year we're moving forward towards biodiversity. Or biodiversity, if you like, and seeing whether what has been grown there is effective. So absolutely still, if they've got a nice gnome in their front garden, fantastic. But if it's a pretty front garden that's just gravel and the old statuette, that's not something that will win this time round, as opposed to last time.
If you could return your forms either physically or by email with your nominations to the office, then we can get that one together.
And I'm here being given where we're looking.
Yes. That's what Julie's doing currently.
So we'll say the road that we're on and how many properties are on that road to look at, basically.
Sure.
Fabulous. So while Julie diligently hands those out to you and you get your order papers, I'm going to move swiftly on to item 11, which is the digital switchover.
Oh, yes.
I've got some observations to make on that, if it's appropriate.
Yeah, absolutely. So councillors to receive information and discuss and agree accessible and inclusive ways to communicate this to residents. Do you want to go first or councillor?
We've received some information from Essex County Council, obviously, that for next year, come 2025, people are going to be losing their landlines and will need the internet to be able to still keep them. We need to be able to communicate this, particularly to our older residents, so they're aware of it, and it's about how best to do that for them. We've obviously put notices out in the notice boards for the time being, and I put it on social media. Hopefully when we get the newsletter,
we can
push it out through that. But it's about how else we can bring it to people's attention.
Can I just say something on that? I attended the Rayleigh Festival on Sunday, and there was an Essex County Council stall there specifically for that, and I did stop. I've got some leaflets for the office, which I'll bring in tomorrow. One thing they did say was that about 2 weeks ago, Essex County Council managed to get a delay for elderly residents or vulnerable residents to get an extension until 2027. So if they ring up their service provider, they won't get cut off in 2025. If they're vulnerable, they will get an extension to 2027. But when they ring up, they have to mention that they are vulnerable.
Mm.
And that will be taken into account and honoured.
Councillor.
The issue with voice over internet protocol, VoIP, is that it's reliant on the router in the event of a power failure, whereas a conventional landline, copper wires, was exchange powered and backed up by exchange power systems. In the event of a power failure, you've got no phone or no broadband, so you're then reliant on mobile phones. Now, mobile phone coverage in parts of Holbridge may be dubious. There's a current plan to increase the capability of it on the new development, which is in planning. What I'm also concerned about is there's several networks. The planners now encourage mobile operators to all share the same site, whereas O2, Vodafone had separate aerial masts in the past. They now share the same site. So if the site goes down, all the networks, or most of the networks in the area, will go down. I think particularly the elderly residents need to be aware. I mean, some of them may not have mobile phones, but I think that's the only backup you've got in the event of a power failure.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. Okay, so in terms of accessible and inclusive ways of communicating this, obviously we've identified the newsletter, and I feel like it would probably be cognizant on us really to make sure that an entire page of that is almost some form of advert to remind people that this is going to happen. Not every issue, but as we get closer to the time. we need to make sure that we are either attending events that are happening and informing people through that.
And I'm just wondering if there's a way we can, a contact that we can give people.
I've not been given one, I've been given the advertising literature.
I've got Councillor Kenlon and Councillor O'Brien.
Well, a way we could possibly reach our 80-year-olds is to put a nice leaflet in the Christmas parcels.
Yes.
Good idea.
Good idea.
So get something that's easy read, big, bold.
Yeah. Fabulous.
That's really good.
That's a really good idea. Councillor
Brooke? Yeah, that is definitely a good idea. I was just going to say whether we could get some more leaflets and lodge them in places like the library.
And here.
Community, so the obvious places.
Yeah. Doctor Surgery.
And the Parkinson's Cafe as well.
Yes.
Okay, well, we'll keep that in train, basically. If you come up with any ideas, please do let the clerk know. And obviously, if you come across any extra information on this that you think would be handy to be put into any information we want to put out, then please do pass that on, and we'll collate and build together, and we can work with other folk as well outside of the council. So, I will then move on to item 12, which is open spaces. So we're going to receive a verbal update, including Holwich Road and Paul's Lane Recreation Ground.
These were brought up at the last full council meeting by Councillor White. The cutting along Holwich Road has been reported to Essex County Council as a complaint. So we're currently waiting for action on that. And the inadequate signage at the skate park was addressed by the open spaces team at Rochford very quickly, so that's all in place, that's fine.
Item 12.2, councillors to receive the recent tree report of Kendall Park and agree the quote for the recommended actions.
So the nuisance staff will carry out the majority of work within their weekly work, but there are some trees that are just outside their scope. So our tree contractor that we've agreed a limit of £1,500 for has quoted. So if you're happy, we'll go ahead and get to move on those. We've got like a 90-day window to get those done.
Yeah. All those in favour?
Yeah.
Fabulous. Carried. Councillors to receive information on the design for the embellishment of the war memorial and agree the quote and next steps. I'm not going to stand up and display it again. I'm sure you can cast your mind back to 20 minutes ago. But yes.
So the quote for that, for four of those to stand on top of the war memorial, it would be £440 without that. That would be powder coated, it would be black, and our maintenance staff would install it for us. So it depends. I mean, it's been to the Events and Leisure Committee, it's been to the Environment Committee, so most of you, I think, have seen it. We tried a smaller one, and that just wasn't.
No, it looked silly.
Yeah. But that is fairly visible, but not too visible to be imposing for the people that live in that area. So it's.
Or where it just looks beyond trying at that point. It's just a little bit silly. But so if everybody's happy with that, all those in favour of.
Yep.
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you very much. Councillors to receive an update on the progress of the proposed heritage trail, and I'm going to pass on to our proposed heritage trail coordinator, Councillor Cooper.
Thank you. Very fortuitously, I've been looking to try and meet up with Mike Davis, who is responsible for the blue plaques in Rayleigh, and he was very, very, very enthusiastic about the potential of that. So I've spoken with him on that, which seems to slightly groan the remit for it, but he then equally encouraged me to look for sites. So as part of what is a fairly small project at the moment, which is looking to just have a trail around which people can do it, he's gone, you should create a threefold leaflet, you could have one for children, one for adults, and so on and so forth. So I'm about halfway through recceing the various sites. I've done the south of Holbridge. I need now to go to the north of Holbridge and do it, and then I'm trying to organise a time where myself and the Holbridge Trail Runners test run it,
yeah,
to see if it's understandable,
mm-hmm,
and whether I'm making it too difficult, too easy, whatever else. And then the person I haven't managed to speak to yet is creating a medal or something that we can have for people who have completed it,
fabulous,
which I think would be nice. But he was the one who created the Rayleigh ones, and he doesn't see any reason why I shouldn't. I just need to get the people.
So I have a couple of questions.
Go for it.
So question one would be in terms of the creation of leaflets for young people and non.
Yes.
We will need costings for that.
Yes, no. I will put a...
A proposal
together.
Mm-hmm.
My part will be finding venues for this to do, and mm-hmm, so on and so forth, trialing it with a group of runners. Then my suggestion would be that we find some way of making that available, probably on the website or something like that, that people, a downloadable document, they can then evidence that they've gone round that, and if they can evidence they can do that, and the reason they can do that is they've answered the questions correctly and or taken selfies of themselves in the various locations, then that would be, if you like, my bit done. But I think the second proposal would be, do we have, Mike Davis, for example, suggested 6 sites where we could potentially have blue plaques.
Yes.
And that's not as expensive as one might think.
Yes, so that was my second question.
Gone.
We would need costings for plaquing and
yes,
medalling as well.
Yes, medalling, so I don't think is going to, we're not talking thousands here.
No,
talking,
but
know,
it's handy.
Plaques were about £30 a plaque.
Okay, that's all right, we could probably manage that.
Exactly.
We do have a finished project budget, but it's obviously something...
And then medals, you know, if you create 500 medals, you know, they're not very much. It's the ribbons and the bits of metal. So, nothing, I'm not doing... If you like, I will create the...
The hard yards.
Yes, and then we can then go forward. You see, it's a bit of a movable thing because it's resource in getting out there and actually finding this thing and trying it.
Yes.
So I hope that this is going to happen soon, but we've had various other things being called, such as elections and various other things. So it's ongoing, it's still happening. So, that would be your first question. What was the second
one? That was both, basically, the costings of the different...
No, Mike Davis would do that, and he's got someone in Rayleigh Town Council that makes it happen.
Okay,
there.
Brilliant. So when you have those conversations, you can get kind of a ballpark figure.
I would definitely do that.
Fabulous.
And if all it ends up at the end of the day is 12 questions on our website, then, you know, I'll have done that bit, and it's just how far we want to take it from there.
Fabulous. Thank you so much, Steve, for that work. It's very, very diligent of you to have run half of Holbridge and now
do
the second half.
Talking about running, I don't know whether you're aware that about 40 runners, which is very environmentally friendly, 40 runners this weekend drove down to Paul's Lane, and then we crossed over the river to do the park run.
Oh,
did the park run and crossed back again.
No, nobody let us know.
I only found out on the Thursday, but I've got some great photos of about 40 runners, but I didn't know whether people would find that very contentious, but it was a brilliant event.
But things like that are things that we can advertise going forward.
Definitely. So, yeah.
Thank you for that. So, item 13, policies and procedures. Councils to review and agree the following tree management policy, which we've reviewed in the Environment Committee. Everybody happy with the tree management policy? And the co-option policy, all those in favour of that? Any observations? Nope, everybody's happy. Wonderful. Right, item 14, representatives on outside bodies. Council to receive any reports from the following to whom the parish council has made representation. Holbridge Community Association. Who is the outside body representative for that?
Councillor.
It's two of us.
I was going to be having
that. They never contact me.
It's just you.
Yeah, I think they've got an AGM, haven't they, on the...
No idea.
20,
no, it's changed to the 20-something of June, I think.
The 20-something of June.
I think they had tried to have one, not enough people turned up.
Oh,
but
I see.
I'm stepping away from it because of other...
Mm-hmm.
I've got too many other commitments to
The second be able to give it any time. One is the Windermere Centre.
That is Councillor Walsh, and she's not here.
She's not here. The Rochford 100 Association of Local Councils.
I am here. The meeting is next month, but it, Jill here has already mentioned that we happened upon each other at the Trinity Fair yesterday, and we got into a conversation about the National Trust. And Jill very kindly showed me the mount and some ideas she had for improving it, like putting handrails up so that people have to help people climb up the up to the top and that. But we did say though that we that any handrails would have to be in keeping with the environment, nothing that was sort of jarring and out of place, so things like that. And so Jill, I'm going to be extending an invitation to attend the Rochford 100, and also as thinking about it, I was discussing it with the Vice Chair today, and we think it would be appropriate to have Councillor Hoyle along as well, should he like to attend, because we've invited county councillors in the past, and if you would like to attend, then you don't have to, it's your choice how to what extent you want to join in, but sometimes in the conversation, we normally get through the business side of things, and then there's tends to be a conversation that's a bit more open, and it might be useful to have a county council there to give a county councillor's perspective on things. But if you do want to bring anything to the table, then that would be welcome as well. We can talk about it near the time. But I'll get in touch with you both with regard to the date and time.
Fabulous. Holbridge Library.
We have got the updated version of the petition.
Mm-hmm.
It's around 350 signed online, and the rest that's the written
mm-hmm.
one on paper. One of the librarians, Kelly, has gotten in touch with the local MP, and she has gone forward raising her concerns and our wants and needs that the library. About the library's
yeah.
opening hours. According to Jane, she has had an answer back that nothing is going to happen until the elections, so the response,
yeah.
We'll need to wait for the response, but we just need signatures, more and more signatures. If anyone has any ideas from where we can get the signatures from, please come forward. I have made my friend sign it, who just come to visit us, and family members from other parts of the country, so I'm running out of people. So if anyone has anyone else, please.
I think if we liaise with Councillor Hoy on that as well, and any ways that we can extend the number of signatures, but also make it louder and crashier and take more notice of, will be beneficial. Councillor Charters, and then Councillor O'Brien.
I spoke to the library about my idea for the History of Holbridge Children's
oh, yes,
Play,
yeah.
and they were happy to host it there.
Fabulous.
May I start planning that?
You may indeed.
Thank you.
Councillor O'Brien.
I was just going to say, with regards to the petition, that one of the things that we said at a previous meeting is that through the school and the Parents Association.
Yes.
Try and generate interest there.
I know that. The parent who started has shared it with, obviously, the school, and then it definitely circulated on Facebook. So I don't know how many children or parents
yeah.
are in the primary school.
My head, my instinctive advice would be to have a paper copy and maybe some form of QR code at things like the Summer Fete.
That's what I had in mind as well. However, unfortunately, I'm away for the Summer Fete, of course.
But
if anyone
from the
is
library
there,
should be able might well be there. But my because that brings in an awful lot of people who might not otherwise know about.
I don't know they're allowed to be there.
Well,
do we know if anyone's from the council going to the fete?
I think Councillor Walsh was going to go, but she got.
Okay, I'll get in touch with her and then pass it
if
to
not,
her.
If not, I'll talk to Vicky and see if anything the PTA can do.
Perfect, thank you.
Fabulous. Next is the Crouch Valley Coastal Community. We have had an update on a meeting that's coming.
It's a meeting coming. It's
That's all.
That's all at the moment. I noticed on the agenda there's pollution, and I still haven't had a reply from the Environmental Agency about their pollution monitoring in Crouch. God knows if and when they're going to reply.
Yeah. Okay, Riverside Primary, so we've had a lot of updates about Riverside Primary today. That's kind of covered the ones that I was going to give anyway. Obviously, they break up very, very soon, middle of July, 6 weeks. Once the new term starts, we'll make sure that we have a meeting with Claire, Jane and I, so we can talk about the new EYFS room, but also any other issues they may want, and to increase that cooperation and get a school council meeting at the council office, because that's one of my aspirations. It's a very low level one, but we need them all the same. Police.
We had a police meeting recently. We have got a list of the forthcoming police meetings.
We have, yes.
At the last police meeting, there was only one member of the public attended, although we put out on social media. Just one final thing. What we do at a police meeting, we give any visitors the opportunity to discuss things privately with the police, unless it affects the parish or other authorities. And in most cases, there's very few people want to speak to the police in our absence. Thank you.
Thank you, David. And finally, Riverside Medical Centre. Obviously, we had discussion last time about the patient participation group meeting, and we are looking to arrange another meeting with Martin, and that's pretty much it on that at the moment. So, notwithstanding anything else, item 15, any items to be added onto the next agenda and date of the next parish meeting, councillors to forward any items to the next agenda to the clerk, and the next parish council meeting will take place on Monday the 8th of July 2024, here at 7:30. Everything else, thank you everybody for your attendance, for your patience and for your interest. Order, order, enjoy your evening. Thank you.